Welcome to the centre of Cork City in Ireland. It's 8 minutes past three in the afternoon on Wednesday the 25th of June. And this is going to be all about why I'm going to work in Chicago. Yeah, why am I leaving Ireland tomorrow and going to Chicago, and I'm going to be there for a week, and this is all about why. So let me start off by giving you the three reasons why I'm going to work in Chicago. But first of all, what does the word work mean? Or to be more precise about it, what does the word work mean for you? In other words, the word work may mean different things for you than for me. So, for some people, the word work is used to make a distinction between two types of time, right? Employed time and unemployed time. For other people, it means a difference between time for others and time for me. In other words, personal time, different from work time. For other people, it's paid versus unpaid time. Two different concepts of time. There are many other subtle distinctions in the way we use the word work. And basically, we muddle our way through conversations about work. We assume we understand each other. And so it will always be. We're individuals. We're all subtly different from each other. So when I say I'm going working in Chicago or I'm going to work in Chicago, I mean to say something I better explain. So here are the three things. Number one, over 2 years ago, I made contact via the internet with an individual, a woman called Jane Boyd, in Vancouver, in the west of Canada. She connected me with some other people who were involved in an organization, an event, a thing basically called SOBCON, S-O-B-C-O-N. I'll come on to what this is to a certain extent, but you'd be better to look it up on the internet to see what it is, SOBCON. We clicked. That's me and the people who were in SOBCON clicked quickly. Shared values and interests, they were the key things, shared values and interests. That connection led to ongoing communications across the Atlantic, right? I've had 2 years of feeling myself belonging to that group online. My communications with members of that group or community have been purposeful. I've used my best skills to open and deepen rapport and collaborate in tiny ways with them. I've done my best to gently open wide the potential for long-term collaboration with people belonging to that circle without ever knowing where such connection would lead. I've worked hard at that. But that's my first reason, my first explanation. Secondly, number two, I went to North America in the summer of 1968 and again in the summer of 1969. I was young, impressionable, and I suppose you'd say I still am impressionable, but I was also pretty intimidated by the experience of going that I had in North America then. It was pretty tough, but it was ever so good for me. That's a whole story behind that. Yeah, it was tough and good for me. I went to Canada again in 1977, but apart from that, I've never crossed the Atlantic Ocean. I was negative about the influence of the United States in the world for a long time. I was anti-imperialist, anti-Vietnam War, generally anti-American policies. And I worked hard to spread that critique of America. Gradually, over number of years, I changed. I'm not saying anything about whether America changed or not. I'm just going to say I changed. Eventually, I connected with another view of America. I worked hard on that transition. It wasn't easy, actually. I felt a need to re-experience America for my own good so that I can move on with my life's work. Yeah, I do. I feel a need to re-experience America. It's too many years since I have been there. And it's one thing to get a view from the outside, it's another thing to get a view when you sit in a cafe in Chicago or any other place, for that matter, in the United States. Number three, the third reason. Change Agents Branding, that's the company that Jonathan Amm and I own, is connected. Our company is connected both locally and internationally. And we're pretty well connected. We're a small digital branding company. We actually refer to ourselves as a bit like a shop. And we're based in a small city of Cork, on the south end of the island of Ireland, which of course is off the shore of Britain, which is off the shore of France, Belgium, Netherlands, for that matter, Spain. Anyway, not to mention the Isle of Man. Just throwing that in for as an aside. Anyway, we'd be absolutely nothing without our connections with people in other places. If we were to focus exclusively on our Cork contacts, we'd fail the people we aim to serve. Yeah, we would fail the people we aim to serve, the people we're in business to serve. If we don't work hard on our connections with people from other cultures and sectors, we'll be no good to anyone. Absolutely no good to anyone, in my view. We have to be remarkably well connected. That's an essential thing in our business. What good would a narrow-minded, parochial, introverted branding company be? What good would a narrow-minded, parochial, introverted branding company be? It's hard work to be locally relevant and globally inspired. Change Agents, our business, needs to travel to ensure we stand out for others. We need to go find new people, new ideas, new ways. We also need help and support from others so that we can continue to provide services which people value. We need to take opportunities. Chicago is an opportunity to get the help of others. People in Chicago will help change agents think about our business. I'll also help people in Chicago to think about their business, but in this case, I'm just focusing on what we need in change agents. I'll work with other people on my business. It'll be highly purposeful work. And as a little bonus, there's always the possibility that a new project or business partnership will emerge from the potential of Chicago. It's not certain. It's not within my control. But you never know. You never know. I call that working with uncertain potential. Something I'm personally very comfortable with. I am somebody who is very comfortable with working with uncertain potential. That can also be one of my weaknesses as well, but it's also one of my strengths. Could I offer you three more reasons why I regard my time in Chicago as good working time? Well, of course I could. I could probably give you 20 other reasons. I haven't said anything about meeting my family there. And I am going to meet some of my family there in Chicago. My extended family matter ever so much to me. I regard them as incredibly important to me. Time spent with them is good work. Time spent anticipating meeting them is good work. Because it gets me applying my full attention to a noble purpose. Yeah. Applying my full attention to a noble purpose, for me, by the way, is always work. I haven't said anything about the four people who've come to Ireland from North America and with whom I've already worked. They know who they are. The face-to-face contact with them has transformed digital connections into something visceral. And by that I mean coming from strong emotions and not from logic or reason. That's my definition of visceral that I've taken for that. It's transformed digital connections into something visceral that makes me feel weak at the knees to recall Work, in other words, is a word I associate with the best of me. Work is a word I associate with the best of me. All my best time with people is good work to me. That's simply the meaning I make of the word work. Even when I'm unwinding, mindfully meditating, something I don't do enough of, I think of that as work. By the way, I'm paid for about 0.001% of my working time, just in case you're wondering. So, how do you think about your work? What kind of a mindset helps you to navigate the complexity of life? It doesn't really matter, this is my view, it doesn't really matter what you regard as work, so long as you're clear about it. And that serves you well. That's right, isn't it? Isn't that fair? Please, please, please wish me well in Chicago. It may be all work, but it'll be fun as well. I'm too excited, to be honest, about the prospect. Also, I'm dying to compose blog posts for you and anybody else who'll read them. From a coffee house in Chicago, our sky deck, or the sky deck of Willis Tower. Towers, Willis Tower. I've never been up there. To be honest, I'm not sure if it's Willis Towers or Willis Tower. I think it's a tower. Anyway, look, I owe a huge debt of thanks to a number of people. Really, too many to mention, but here are a few names to conjure with, or people who I hope will hear this audio. Jane Boyd, AJ Leon, Melissa Leon, Jesse M. White, Liz Strauss, Nick Kellett, Leslie McLennan, Eric Strauss, Angel, Roger Overall, Melissa Hoyt, Jeremy Edwards, Owen Edwards, Diane Brogan, Matthew Keel, Marty Constant, Brandy McCallum, Jonathan Arm, and Uncle Tom Cobley, and all. This is Paul O'Mahony, still rushing around Cork on the day before he has to go to Chicago. Thanking you very much for listening to all this. I wish you all the very best. Till next time. Thank you very much.